Krisis Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. So now the Mishnah kind of gets to the point it was building up to, which is we just list in the previous Mishnah the 36 of errors, which are the penalties karis, one acts willfully. So the Mishnah says, Al elu chayavan al zdonon karis. Yes, if you act willfully, then the penalty is karis, this sort of divine excision. As I explained in the introduction what that is. Val shigagasam. But if you violate any of these things unintentionally, but you did an act which violated them, then chatas, the penalty is to bring a chatas. This is the chatas kavua, meaning that it's a female goat or sheep in its first year. That's a typical thing. Valohoda shalehen, if you aren't certain if you violated them, in other words, you know you slept with somebody, but you're not sure if it was your mother or not, so then that kind of scenario. So then instead of, you can't bring a chatas, there's no such thing as bringing a chatas out of Suffolk. So we'll see that later on. But you would bring instead the asham talui, the suspending guilt offering. So again, it's a, instead of a female goat or sheep, this is a ram. It's a male sheep, 1 year, 1 month, and a day old. And that suspends the consequences of having done this isser, the severe penalty, the severe crime. And then if one later on discovers who or what the situation was, and if he was liable, he would then bring an additional korban as a chatas if he was obligated to do so. So that's the general rule for the list of 36. However, there is some exceptions. So the list, before I read them here for a second, let me just, well, again, I'll do the math at the end. Chutz min hatame, excuse me, chutz min hatame mikdash ukadashav. The exceptions are the person who is existently tame and he enters the temple precinct, and or kadashav, he's tame and he eats kachim, whether it's menachos or zavachim, etc. That tummy person may not eat, but if he does, or may enter, but if he does, so then instead of bringing the chatas kavua, the usual sin offering, his obligation is to bring what's called a chat, olav yored, the variable chatas, which varies according to how much or what he can afford. If he can afford to bring a female goat or sheep, then he must, but if he can't, he can bring two birds, either two tor, let's call those turtle doves, or two bneyona, we'll call that baby pigeons. And if he's so poor, he can't even afford the two birds, then he'd bring a minchas chota, essentially a plain flour offering of the sinner. Okay? So since those are variable for those two, so in A, there's no chatas kavu, and B, mipneishu b'olav yored, since they're variable and not fixed, there will be no asham talui, which comes also specifically when you're talking about not sure if you're chayav chatas kavu. That's divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir Shita. Now, the Chacham or the Chacham say that's true, but they add another item to the list of exceptions. Af HaMegadef, the blasphemer, who, again, we said before, invokes Hashem's name to bless Hashem, euphemistically speaking. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yelachem La'osa Bishkaga. This is a, we're learning that you have to be Osa, you have to do something inadvertently, Bishkaga, unintending to violate the Isser. And that's really, we're going to apply that principle which applied to Avodah Zarah to other areas, which is a Chiyuv Karis. But here, since there's not an action, Yatza Megadef, that comes to exclude the blasphemer, She'enu Osa Masa, he's not actually doing anything. He is speaking, but according to the Chachamim, speaking isn't Dibor, isn't Maisa, speaking isn't doing. And therefore, the Megadef also will be exempt from bring a chatas if he acted, you know, b'shogeg. Now, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir goes the shita of Rabbi, what's called Rabbi Kiva shita usually. Rabbi Kiva shita, which is that the rule of lav she'en bo ma'ase, if you do a prohibition that doesn't have an act, doesn't exempt if you speak alone. That's also included. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Kiva, the Megadef would be subject to having to bring a chatas kavua. Okay, halacha is like the chachamim. And therefore, the numbers will shake out as follows. Although the Mishnah previously said 36, I told you ultimately there are 48. Okay, now, the Rambam says explicitly there are 43 averes which there's a chatas kavua. So there are 48 crises, 48 crimes for the penalties karas, but only 43 of them carry the penalty of a chatas if you do it b'shogeg. So what's the five difference? So the Mishnah listed two explicitly of the tamei person going to the base of Mikdash or eating kachem. Those don't have a chatas kavua, they're all of yored. Then the Mishnah here also, this is a third, which is the Megadef, who is a Chiyuv Karis, but he wouldn't bring a chatas kavua because no Maisa. And the previous Mishnah listed two other ones, which are mitzvahs aseh, failing to get bris milah and electing not to participate in the korban Pesach. Those two, again, chiv karas, but since they're mitzvahs aseh, there's no chata. So those five, detract from the 48 total, bring you to 43, which is the number of averas for which there is a penalty of the chatas kavua if one transgresses bishogeg.